The residents of Ithanga, Kakuzi Sub-County in the Lower Gatanga region, Muranga County have petitioned the government to fast-track completion of all the ongoing water projects in order to cushion them from perennial food shortage. The inhabitants of Ithanga and Kakuzi Matubiri wards said if they are supplied with water for irrigation, they will be able to fend for themselves without solely relying on food rations from the government. Lower Gatanga region is arid and is often faced by acute drought that leads to famine due to lack of rain, and without the provision of piped water, residents trek many kilometers in search of water from dry riverbeds. Speaking at Ingalelia town, during an economic empowerment forum organized by the area woman representative Betty Maina, the residents noted that they rely on donkey cart water vendors to supply them with the basic commodity at shush 20 per 20 liter jerrican. "We are hardworking people, and if we can get water for consumption and irrigation, it will support irrigation and animal husbandry that will go a long way in helping us put food on the table," said Joyce Mathini, one of the residents. "We will also be able to meet the education needs of our children from the sale of our farm produce, but now we have to rely on handouts for survival because this area is dry," she added. Muranga Women Representative Betty Maina, Mwala MP Vincent Kawaya, Gatanga MP Edward Mariu, Athi Water Works Board Chairman Charles Carondo, and Ithanga Ward MCA Alex Ndunda. Photo by Florence Kanua. Mathini revealed that the water they use in homes is delivered by donkey carts and motorbikes at shush 20 per 20 liter jerrican, which does not even suffice domestic consumption. A water vendor, Kennedy Waweru, echoed similar sentiments, saying provision of water will boost the economy of the region through agriculture. "I use my donkey cart to get water from a borehole several kilometers from here. I purchase the commodity at shush 10 per 20 liter jerrican, which I resell at shush 20, making a profit of shush 10 per jerrican," he says. "However, as much as it is a business for me, having water in this region would really improve the economy, as the residents will be able to grow fruits, vegetables and even maize that would do very well here," he added. On his part, Joseph Kamani wonders why Masinga Dam is within their proximity, yet they do not have a single drop of water. "All we want is water to nurture our plants, especially mangoes and oranges, which we will be able to sell and earn a livelihood instead of relying on handouts every dry season," notes Kamani. "We will grow even vegetables and sell the surplus. I urge the government to ensure we get connected with water," he said. On her part, the women representative, who also supplied 20 learning institutions with water storage tanks, urged the institutions to harvest water when the March to April rains set in. "Harvest the water so that our learners can put their jerrycans down and spend more time studying, because education is the world's game changer," stated Maina, while further urging the government to expedite the completion of the shush 3.6 billion Ithanga water project that was commissioned by President William Ruto last month. The event was also attended by the Athi Water Works Board Chair Charles Carondo, who assured the residents that the government will complete all the water projects in the region and make food security a reality for the people. Carondo underscored that the government was keen on correcting the historical injustices that have plagued the region for a long time. "Ndikaini Dam is the largest water reservoir that supplies water to Nairobi, yet the locals do not have enough. We will make sure that the county basin has enough for irrigation and consumption before dispersing to other areas," he said. Mwala Member of Parliament, Vincent Kawaya, who is also the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Energy and Petroleum, was also in attendance. Kawaya disclosed that with consultation with the leaders from Muranga, they will liaise with the National Irrigation Authority to oversee the desilitation of dams in the region so as to harvest more water for irrigation during the dry season. During the event, that well-attended event, women groups were issued with checks from the National Government Affirmative Action Funds, NGAAF. 1,000 elders above 67 years of age received blankets, while all the attendees present received food essentials.